up next on a one-hour special episode of American Restoration.
Hey, Rick.
Billy, good to meet you,
buddy.
How
you doing, man? Good to see you, too.
What did you send me? There's some big box on the other side.
Well, let's just say it's a basket case.
Billy Joel wants us to restore a really cool item that means a lot to him.
Wow, look at that. That's a Steinway?
Yeah.
That's old, man.
Will you play a song on it?
I'll give it a shot.
Where did you get the old walk-behind tractor?
Oh, that thing over there?
Yeah.
My brother bought that.
I fell in love with it right there on the site.
I want you guys to all go on a pick today.
How about this, then? Whoever brings in the one badass item, he gets to meet Billy Joel at the reveal.
I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to see what he's got boxed up in here.
Wow. Is that what I think that is?
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration. We got in a large crate from the piano man himself, Billy Joel. I don't know what gets me more excited, finding out what's in the box or getting to meet one of my all-time favorite rock and roll legends.
Hey, Tyler.
What?
Don't undo this crate.
Why?
This is Billy Joel's.
What? No way.
Yeah, I just took the label off so nobody'd know. But he told me to not open it, so I'm not going to open it till he gets here. It's like a surprise.
So he's having something restored by us?
I don't know if it's having something restored or if he's giving me a piano. I don't know. I don't know what's in it.
That's sweet. So you're going to let me be here, right?
No, we just him and I will go over it, but we can't open it now.
Always get the shaft.
Leave it like it is and we'll wait. He'll be here soon.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you guys out here, all right?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Although I'm really pumped to meet Billy Joel, I have some other really big projects here at the shop that need some attention, too.
Wow. Where did you get the old walk-behind tractor?
Oh, that thing over there?
Yeah.
My brother bought that.
He did?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, we had a guy come into the shop that found a really cool walk-behind tractor that brought back a lot of memories to him.
Customer came in with it, and he bought it on a farm, but he wanted to get it restored.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't afford it, so I ended up buying it.
My grandfather used to use one of those.
And he used that same one?
Yep, David Bradley Brown, yep.
And from like 1910 to the 80s, David Bradley made garden equipment, and they would sell them through that Sears catalog. And this piece right here, this is probably late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
What was cool about the piece, it has a Briggs & Stratton motor in it, and at the same time, it came with all kinds of attachments. Snow plows, tills, all kinds of stuff you could do with this piece.
Oh, yes.
You're looking at buying it?
Buying it and having you restore it for me.
Right. So what do you want? What do you want to do to it?
Well, I'd like to get it back into original paint job running condition.
Yeah.
And ideally, I'd like to get a trailer that I could sit here and guide it with and have the wife and the grandchildren's riding with me.
So when you're driving it, what, are you going to sit here?
Yep.
I guess if you had wheels back here.
There'd be wheels here on the trailer.
But the thing with the steering is, I don't know if you've ever ran one of these.
No, I haven't.
I have. You got to push down to do a turn. It's not like you got a steering wheel, like Green Acres, you know.
Yep.
So when did you live on a farm?
Back before you were born. I'm just trying to think how to do anything else to make it turn. There is no brakes, so you'd have to make it have brakes.
Well, this will obviously give you something to think about.
Yeah. The deal is for me to restore this, I'm looking at about 12 grand to do the whole thing.
Well, you know, if you can make it work, the memories for the grandkids are priceless, so you got a deal.
Yeah, you on that?
Yeah, let's try it.
This is going to be a challenge.
Cool. No doubt.
I'll get my little brain to tick into how we're going to do that. Hey, I brought Ron out here because I wanted to talk to you guys. I want you guys to all go on a pick, okay?
Why?
I don't want everybody just jumping around Billy Joel and making him feel uncomfortable.
Sucks.
All right. So I want you going on a pick.
How about this, then? A competition between us three. Whoever brings in the most unique, the best, the baddest item, he gets to meet Billy Joel at the reveal.
It can't be just bad. It has to be sellable, okay? We got to sell it, okay?
So it's the item that makes the most money.
Yeah.
Just because an item's cool doesn't mean it's going to keep me in business. So whoever picks the item that I can make the most money off of is going to win this competition.
This would be a good challenge for all of you, okay?
Where are we going picking?
I think I'm going to send you to Lonnie's.
Lonnie's?
Lonnie is one of the most eccentric collectors we know, and his house is like a museum of pop culture memorabilia. You have to do a little digging to find the good stuff, but I know there's some diamonds in the rough there.
So each one of you, you're gonna get one piece. You gotta keep in mind how much we're gonna restore it for, what it's gonna cost us, what we're gonna sell it, profitability, basically. All right?
All right, I'm in.
Take off.
I'm driving.
I'm winning.
We had a big crate delivered for music legend Billy Joel. I have no idea what this thing is, but he's actually coming by today to go over this project with me. And I've never been so excited to meet a client before.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Rick.
Billy, good to meet you,
How
buddy.
How you doing, man? Good to see you,
good,
too.
Good,
I'm here today because we're doing a gig in Vegas, and I know Rick has his place here, and I got something I want him to do for me. This is something, man. Look at all this stuff.
I call it my boneyard. You know, we travel the country, and we just buy stuff rough, you know? And then we just throw it back here, and we either rob parts to make stuff work, or we bring people out here and, you know, sell them stuff. It's a lot of vending stuff, stuff like that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Can I take a look around?
Yeah, I'll show you around.
Great.
Just, like, give you the little nickel tour, you know, the
Thank
boneyard.
You.
Reminisce.
Absolutely. I know some of this stuff. That's what's scaring me.
There's different things out here.
Look at these little guys. What's that?
It's about a 1960s pedal car. Kids could look up to their parents driving this brand new Mustang down the road, and then this is what the kid would be driving.
Yeah, this would have been for rich kids.
Yeah, oh yeah. You never had one?
No, I never had one of these. I mean, but you go to FAO Schwartz, and you'd see these babies in the window, but I never able to dream about getting one.
Right. This was the end of the awesome kid's toy. This really was.
Great.
It was just on the verge of turning to plastic, and then everything went to hell after that. I got a couple bikes over here. You know, that's called a Benz. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
They made this in 1954, and they only made it for 1 year, so it's extremely rare. Then, of course, you got the Black Phantom there.
Schwinn. Now, back in the day, kids used to put a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower motor in these things and make homemade motorbikes.
Right. That's right. They got around faster.
Very cool.
I've got an old radio.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's great looking. Art Deco.
Zenith was the top of the line radio you could buy in the day.
Yeah, nice wood cabinets.
Yeah. That was the entertainment. And that was it. They would listen to this, and that's it. No TV, no nothing else. That's all you had. You know what that is?
I think so.
This is something I bought quite a while ago, and I've been wanting to restore it. I think it's a Steinway, I think.
That's a Steinway? Wow, it's a Spinet model.
Yeah.
That's old, man.
If it's capable of even happening, will you play a song on it?
I'll give it a shot. This thing sucks. Good luck with this.
Awesome.
Needs work, man. Good luck with this.
To me, my ears, it sounded pretty darn good.
Well, you got to get out more. Great stuff.
So, anyways, the box you brought, I'm dying to know what's in it.
It's a basket case, and I think you'll know when you see it.
I can't wait. Let's go get it open.
I don't got a clue what Billy shipped over, but he said it's in pretty rough shape, and that's not exactly calming my nerves right now.
All right, so here it is. Now that I get to open it up.
I've been looking for something like this for a long time. I got it as a basket case. Literally, it was a bunch of parts in a basket. That's why they call it a basket case. And I figure if anybody's going to know how to put this thing together, it's going to be Rick.
Wow. Is that what I think that is?
Music legend Billy Joel stopped by the shop to go over a project he has for me. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to see what he's got boxed up in here.
Wow. That's awesome.
Nice, huh?
That's awesome.
This particular bike is 1967 BSA, and I figure if anybody's going to know how to put this thing together, it's going to be Rick.
Wow, this thing is awesome. What's the story with this?
The first bike I ever rode was a BSA Royal Star A50. It wasn't this exact bike, but this is about as close as I've been able to come to finding another one.
Wow.
Before you got to the Harley, you usually had a BSA.
This British-made bike was really popular in the 50s and 60s because it was much more affordable than the Harley. But the BSAs had a whole bunch of design problems. And when the Japanese flooded the market with bikes that were much more reliable, this company was literally driven out of business.
What I liked about this bike was, number one, it was my first bike, the first time I ever rode a bike, scared the hell out of me, but I had an awful lot of fun. I just like the classic design of it. It's got an engine, it's got a transmission, it's got a headlight, and it's got a gas tank, and it just goes. And there's, you know, not a whole lot of frou-frou to it.
Right, that was cool about it, no frou-frou.
But it works.
Right. You have a shop now, you're doing bikes, why you send it to me?
Yeah, we have a shop. I don't really do restorations that much. We do a lot of custom work.
Oh.
My favorite era of design is from the 30s to the 70s.
Right.
I love that era of automotive design.
Right.
And what I end up doing a lot of times is taking new bikes and trying to make it look like old bikes from the 60s.
Oh, I didn't know. You're going the opposite. You're making them look like we like them.
We're
That's
going
awesome.
The other way, yeah. But I like new tech, but I just like old styling.
Right.
And this is, you know, a classic design.
Right.
And if you can get this baby in shape, it'd mean a lot to me.
I won't let you down, bud. I won't let you down. We'll go ahead and get this done just like you want it.
Yeah, I'd like to try to get it as stock as possible.
Okay.
The color, you know, I think they did have a blue like this. I don't know if this has been painted or not.
Yeah, it came in blue and red.
Yeah.
And you know what the color's called, since I'm like this painter?
No.
Flamboyant blue.
Flamboyant blue?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so be it.
And flamboyant red. That was their color. It's English.
Well, then let's get it to be flamboyant again.
All right, so what I'll do is we'll go through the motor first.
Okay.
That's my first thing, because it takes me the longest.
Yeah, it's frozen.
It's frozen. And, well, that's not good. Okay, so it's all froze up, so hopefully it's not seized. We'll take the frame apart, you know, take everything off of it. Chroming, but not wild, right?
I don't mind a nickel finish either.
Okay, where do you want nickel?
Wherever the part calls for it.
Okay, because that's a definitely different look than chrome.
I prefer nickel to chrome because too much chrome cancels itself out.
Yeah.
You know, too much shine, you can't see the chrome.
That's exactly right.
You need to offset it with another
I like
finish.
It. I like it. That's cool.
All right, Rick. Well, good luck with this. I know you're not going to let me down.
No.
You know, I know people.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, man.
You bet. Thanks, Billy, for bringing it in. I'll do a good job for you, okay?
Thank you, Rick.
Don't tell your people.
There's a hole in the desert waiting for you.
I'm honored that Billy's trusted me with his motorcycle, and I can't wait to get started. But I recently sold a 1950s walk-behind tractor to a customer, and he wants it fully restored. Over the past few weeks, Kyle and Roy dismantled the entire tractor.
Oh, there we go.
We got the bead blasting taken care of, and Manny started on the bodywork. And Ed is taking apart the transmission to get all that running again.
Go for it.
Meanwhile, Ron, Tyler, and Bradley left for a picking trip, so I hope they can find some decent items.
This is it.
This doesn't look like a house. It's like a castle.
It's a compound.
My dad set up a little contest between Bradley, Ron, and I. We have to go out and pick the best item for the shop, and whoever does that gets to go to New York and meet Billy Joel.
Hi, Ron, Tyler, welcome back.
How you doing, Lenny?
Been a while, guys. I've collected things since I've been 5 years old. History from travels all over the world.
The boys and I, we're on the hunt for some real cool stuff.
My wife would like to get rid of a lot of the stuff around here. Well, come on in. Is there anything you want to have? Come and get me.
Awesome. Right on.
All righty.
Thanks, Lonnie. Appreciate it. You're not going to believe this.
Whoa. This place is huge.
Wow.
Dang, man, where do we start?
There's actually way too much to see in this place.
All right.
Let's just head on to the back. You gotta go slow, because there is so much stuff in here. You can see different things each and every time you're here. The guy's got it all.
Wow, this is crazy.
This is the ultimate place to have a party.
What is this, a dinosaur?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Big's not the word. This thing's freaking ginormous.
Can you imagine trying to sell this out of the boneyard?
Yeah, I think we better move on before I actually buy it.
There's always lots of cool stuff at Lonnie's. But the trick is finding cool stuff that you can actually restore and sell for a profit.
Check out these old lanterns, guys.
These are pretty cool, dude.
Hell yes. Look at this thing. This is 30s.
That's the oldest one, though.
Yeah. Like this old railroad lantern. Wow. Dude, this thing's badass. I mean, check it out. It's got the original red lens. Look at that. Like, how often are you gonna find that? These railroad lanterns were constantly swung around and took a lot of abuse. So finding one with the original red lens intact is extremely collectible. I'm not even worried about what you guys are going to find because this is taking me to New York to meet Billy Joel.
Just remember this smile because it ain't going to be there long.
Can you make it
I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Hey, Dave.
What do we got here?
All right, I got to talk to you about another project we need to deal with.
While the guys continue working on the walk-behind tractor, Dave and I have to figure out how to pull off a trailer the customer also wanted.
He wants the back end where he can haul his family around in it. And it's in the late 40s, early 50s, so it's got a really cool look.
Love it.
What I thought about doing is this. It's got two big long handles on it like this.
Okay.
I want to do a tractor seat here.
Perfect.
So we got this old style tractor seat right here. His wagon is going to have to be back here. And then we're going to have to figure out some way to put a couple of bench seats where people can sit here and here, here and here. Okay?
Nice.
The wheels that I want to put it on are the same ones as this. They're those tractor tires.
Uh-huh.
As you're sitting down, your legs are dangling. You don't want to hit the ground with your feet at the same time you don't want to hit the wheels.
So any little fenders on it?
No, I'm thinking we may want to put the wheels underneath it all of a sudden. That's another point.
Yeah, just keep your feet from out of harm's way.
Right, right. And the wheels underneath, that probably better, huh?
Yeah. But we'll get it figured out.
Yeah. Frames first.
Frames first. I'll take some measurements right now and get started.
Okay, awesome.
I'm building the custom wagon from scratch. So I'm going to start with a simple frame for the base, then add the wheel mounts onto it.
While Dave is welding up the bottom section, Robert's starting to craft the wooden benches for the top section. When it all comes together, hopefully this trailer will look like it rolled right off the assembly line with the tractor.
Check it out.
Hey, that's nice, man.
Is that cool?
That's an old A50, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Here's the deal. This bike is actually Billy Joel's.
Billy Joel the piano man?
Billy Joel the piano guy.
Wow. No wonder you need to know a little bit more about it.
I really wanted to get a second pair of eyes on this thing. So I called up my friend Ace to check it out because he really knows his stuff when it comes to classic bikes. He just wants it right, rideable, reliable.
A lot of history in this bike. This is what started it, you know?
Yeah,
this is, that's what makes these things so rare and so collectible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because when guys got a hold of these things in the late 50s and 60s and into the 70s, they chopped them, they tore them apart. They ragged them, man.
Experimental
model. They were climbing mountains on these.
Right,
they vibrated like nothing you've ever seen before.
Right.
You know, so they're very particular motorcycles.
It's the unit construction, which means that it's all one unit. It's not two pieces put together. It doesn't have a transmission back here. It's got everything all by itself.
You know, the exterior stuff, you and I know that that's the garnish of the job.
Yeah.
Your main concern has got to be focused on that motor. Yeah. That if you don't know that motor, man, be cautious. You know, they weren't big fans of gaskets.
Right. They're a leaker.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the biggest issue with the whole bike, is getting that motor correct on it.
Actually, I think the motor's froze.
Oh. Ooh.
And you've done one of those?
I have done one of those, yes. Kind of like to get involved in this, Rick. Billy Joel's bike, my kind of motor. You know, I like to get involved in this project with you, man. I think I can help you out. And I got a motor shop. You need to let me do this motor,
okay,
man.
Okay. I see where you're going.
I'm very reluctant to let this engine out of my sight, especially with such a big name client. But these motors are pretty complicated. And if Ace is as good as he says he is, it should be in good hands.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you a shot. We're gonna go with this. Okay?
I appreciate it, man.
Okay?
We can do this.
Good. You'll help me out a little bit, and that'll help get a little bit of the pressure off of me. But I'm going to come over.
Dude. Absolutely.
Okay, and then I'll come by and check you.
Absolutely.
Okay? Awesome. Awesome, buddy.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Dude, he has so much stuff. It's like ridiculous. You can't take it all in. I found a really nice railroad lantern for this picking competition. So if Ron or Bradley want to see Billy Joel, they're going to have to go big or stay home.
Hold on.
What?
Look at this.
Is that like an old can or something?
It's a milk can. Yeah. It looks like it's all copper. And copper is a precious metal. It's worth money no matter what. In the 1800s, dairy farmers used these cans to transport milk to the markets. They're usually steel or aluminum and not worth much. But this can looks like it's copper, so even if we scrap it, we can make money on it.
The bad thing is gonna be, though, is if this is just copper plating, and then you go to polish it out and it goes to all steel, you're done. You're done, it becomes this. This is how much it becomes worth.
Well,
be your new office chair.
Whatever, I like it. I'm all about taking chances.
Yeah, no, big risk, big reward, I'm just saying.
So I'm staking the claim on that. And with that, Billy Joel bound. Sorry, Billy Joel bound.
You wish.
But we got a problem.
What?
I found a crack.
Oh. The fact that this thing has a crack means that it could leak for the rest of its life.
Rick!
I'm here to pick up my 1947 walk-behind tractor.
Oops. Something sounds good. Oh, man, that is gorgeous.
We're making some good progress on the 1950s walk-behind tractor we're restoring. We color matched the original colors, and all the parts have been repainted with the factory green and red. And Ed is reassembling all the engine parts before he reinstalls it on the frame. This thing is gonna purr like a kitten when it's done. Meanwhile, Ron, Bradley, and Tyler are having a little picking competition over at Lonnie's. Whoever finds the most profitable item wins a trip to meet Billy Joel when we deliver his motorcycle.
All right, well, let's see what we got over here. I see, like, big tiki dude.
This is straight up voodoo stuff here. Dolls with their heads cut off.
Got a unicycle over there. We do unicycles?
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. We do anything, baby.
Who do we sell this to?
That's insane. That's even really tall for, like, me.
It doesn't matter how tall you are. The pedals are right here. On the normal unicycle, the pedals are down here. So the person riding it wouldn't have to be tall. It's just the unicycle's higher off the ground.
Yeah. Lonnie gets lots of stuff from movie sets and Vegas shows. So an oversized unicycle like this could be something from an old circus act at one of the casinos. It's definitely unusual.
Look at the seat. Really, move your hands.
Yeah,
it's
right
a Schwinn.
There.
Holy crap.
That's pretty sick.
Dude, I didn't even know Schwinn made unicycles.
Is it old, though? What year do you think it is?
It's probably 60s. The reflectors are in the pedals. That's how I know.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
That wouldn't entail much work either. Blast the frame, powder coat the rim.
So what do you think, bud? That it?
I think I'm going to get it.
If you can go find Lonnie,
go
grab him, bring him over, and we'll start haggling.
All right.
I am actually a little bit concerned. These two boys have found two pretty cool items that got me a little worried. They could actually end up winning this. No, you're not, dude.
But,
no way.
Yes. Wow.
No.
I see you guys found some stuff.
We did.
Now it's time to talk some price.
Okay. So who's going first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, you guys go first, I'll go last. This isn't my first trip around the block. I know if I go last, I get to hear them negotiate, and then I know if I need to go real, real hard, or if I have a little leeway to play.
All right, so I'd probably give you about $100 for this.
No, that's much more expensive. I'm gonna have to have 400.
400?
Yeah.
Would you go 300?
I'll go you 350.
350.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's next?
I'll go. I'm interested in this railroad lantern. It's a little rough, lots of rust.
It's pretty old, and that's exactly what it is, an old railroad lantern. $150.
I was thinking more around the $75 range.
Oh, hell. I'll sell it to you for $100 if you want it.
$100, I mean. All right, yeah, I can do $100. That'd be cool.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure enough.
All right, Lonnie, what do you want for this?
You guys have been good to me, and I've made a little money in the deal. I'll give you that free as a present.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Why don't you just give me this?
Going last seriously paid off. Just goes to show that a little experience goes a long way. 100% profit.
Although Ron basically just stole this item from Lonnie, if that milk can is made of steel and not copper, it's worth squat. And 100% profit on zero is zero.
That's a deal without a doubt. Thank you on that one.
Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks.
Be careful with it.
All right. Competition's not over, Ron.
Yeah, it is.
We've been restoring a 1967 BSA motorcycle for Billy Joel.
Wow. There you go, Fonzarelli. It's a boy.
Yeehaw. We sent the engine over to my friend Ace. He specializes in motors, and these British-made bikes were notorious for having problems. So I'm heading over to his place now to see how things are going.
Ace.
Hey, how you doing there, Rick?
Good.
Good you could come today. Never came, man. Yeah.
Good to see you. So how's Billy Joel's motor doing? Is it good news?
Well, we got good news, we got bad news. How's your day going? How much you went first?
Well, Billy thought that it wouldn't kick over. It's basically stuck. So, you know, I'm giving to you. You said it'd be a piece of cake. I'm worried you're going to say right now that it's stuck and it's junk. If it was frozen inside, it means one, oh my God, we got a lot of parts to buy. And two, can we even find them?
There's nothing broke inside the motor, the transmission. None of the internal parts on this motor is broken. It looks great.
That's really good.
It needs freshening, yes.
Okay.
But we got a problem.
What?
I found a crack.
Oh.
And it is cracked clear through. We've already started digging it.
Yeah, so you didn't see that?
We didn't see this because that's right where that shifter shaft went up and it was covered.
The fact that this thing has a crack means that it could leak for the rest of its life. If they don't fix it properly, I'm still gonna be in trouble.
So it's a definite problem.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when you got this type of casing.
You think we need to find a new one?
You find one on the internet, you're probably going to have the same problem.
Okay.
This is where the shifter came out of. That was from that constant banging with the shifter. That's broken.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your plan to fix the crack?
Don't get your blood pressure all up on me here. We can repair this, okay? I'm going to do this by hand with files, old school.
Right.
I'm going to file this with different grades of files.
You're basically doing body work on the
I'm
aluminum.
I'm metal straightening aluminum.
Yep.
And there's a little trick we're going to do to this. We're actually going to put a small divot in it to allow for that shifter as this bushing wears to allow it to have some space so it doesn't increase the problem once again.
Right.
So let's finish it. Let's get it back on the bike.
You guys are doing a good job. All right.
Thank you, Rick.
Keep it up.
I appreciate it.
I'll be back in a couple days.
You come back whenever you want. Open door policy, brother.
I really hope Ace can pull this off, but the engine is just one piece of a big puzzle, and we got to make this whole thing sparkle when it's done. Billy's going to be riding this bike, so we're powder coating all the parts so they won't chip. And I had to reach out to a friend in England, but I actually found the original paint for this British beauty.
We're back from Lonnie's.
You get your Billy Joel worthy pickings done?
Yep.
It's a big deal. The guys went on a picking trip, and whoever came back with the most profitable item is going to win a trip to meet Billy Joel when we deliver his bike.
All right, Bradley, you're up.
All right.
So, when's the last time you seen a unicycle like this, huh?
I mean, it's really cool. Everything on it's original.
Right. And it says Schwinn.
It's all Schwinn on there. Now, you get on a bicycle and it has a coaster. So you're running and then it coasts. This doesn't do that. The reason why is?
You have to pedal forwards and backwards.
All the time. You're constantly pedaling. Forwards or backwards, forwards or backwards. And this is actually pretty tall, but they make them taller.
Right.
I've seen 10-footers.
No way.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Wow.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing to see somebody ride one. This is a good piece. What'd you pay for this?
He was hard on this one. I got it to $350.
I don't know if by the time we're restoring it, we can make that back. That's a good piece. We're going to have to keep that one in mind.
All right.
Who's next?
This is me. I believe that's an old railroad lantern.
By the size of the lens and the apparatus on the back, it's definitely railroad. By the looks of it and the way it's welded together, soldered together, I bet it's 30s.
I couldn't tell if this was original or not.
Yeah, no, it's glass. It's not plastic. It's all spot welded. Okay.
Ha! So it is original. Can't get it out if it's spot welded. I was a little worried about this piece, but now that my dad verified it is from the 30s and has the original glass, I got this locked up.
There's two purposes. One, you have the little spike in the back to mount it like that, or the other one was to like go like this, and you got the cars coming at you, and he would go like this, and you know, trains are coming. I mean, I think it's a great find. I think collectors, especially railroad collectors, love this stuff, and restoring this is gonna be fairly easy. How much did you pay?
$100.
$100. It's a great find.
Front center right there, baby.
All right, so tell me about it.
It's a copper milk can.
It's copper?
It's from a hatchery in Minnesota.
If this is steel, you're done. I already told
you. It's not steel. This is copper. This up here might be steel, but that's copper right there.
I can tell if this thing is copper or just copper plated with one scrape of my knife.
Yes.
Ooh.
Bingo.
That boy's copper.
Do up here. Do up here. Copper
it's
doesn't rust.
So I'm not sure. This is copper.
That bad boy is total copper. The lid is the only thing. Everything else is copper. Polished out, this thing is gonna be absolutely beautiful. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be easy to sell. What'd you pay for it?
Can you say free?
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Paid zero for it.
Because we outpaid for ours.
In the world of picking, free is the best. The winner is Ron.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Billy Joel down.
Ron's item, one, was free. Two, it's all copper, very rare. Three, it's extremely old. And four, which all those together make it easy to sell. That's the reason why. So, Ron's going with me to meet Billy Joel in New York, right?
Right on.
Throw that thing as far as you can.
Oh my God, what a joke.
Eric, good to see you.
How you doing, man? Man,
look at these bikes.
I'm hoping I can meet up to your expectations because they're high. They're high.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I do some singing in the shower, and I've been heard that my voice is just really, really good. So,
you looking for a gig?
Maybe, you know, if you got some upcoming stuff.
We got some nuts for you. You want some nuts?
Yeah.
That's sure pretty green, ain't it?
Shiny green.
We're doing the final assembly on the Walk Behind tractor, and I can't wait to hop on this thing when it's done. It's gonna be one fun ride.
Money's out here somewhere. You excited?
Oh, I'm terribly excited.
Good.
I'm here at Rick's Restorations today to pick up my 1947 David Bradley Walk Behind tractor. And I hope he's got it worked out. If he hasn't, I'll be very disappointed.
Rick!
Oh, something sounds good. Oh, man, that is gorgeous. I can't believe it. Yes, thank you. When Rick first came out on that tractor, I was astounded. The tractor was absolutely beautiful. The fact that he was sitting on the trailer, driving it out, that just made my day.
What do you think?
Rick, that is beyond what I expected. It is absolutely beautiful.
Is that cool?
Oh, I love it.
It's a little farmer's hot rod.
Yeah? I never dreamed you could make it look this good. The day I saw it, even though it was terrible, brought back a lot of memories, and now it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So giving the memories to my grandkids is what I'm looking forward to.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
And right now at their ages of 4 and 5, they're gonna love riding this trailer.
Right, that's an incredible feeling. So that makes me feel good. It's gonna be awesome. When we paint stuff, I want it to really, really, really pop. So, you know, it's all been rubbed out, and it's just absolutely beautiful right now.
Oh, it's perfect.
So this is actually automotive paint. It's got clear on it. We went and hand-lettered the David Bradley on there because I researched it, and it was white like this.
Did you change the rims? Because they look pretty rotten. I didn't even know you could salvage them.
Yeah, we stripped them, sandblasted them, and then we ended up powder coating them that green. And these are brand new tires. The others were pretty destroyed.
Mm-hmm. It's almost too nice to use now. It is gorgeous. The trailer for the grandkids, I can't wait to get them riding on it.
My wood guy, Robert, took all the wood and he rounded all the edges. He gave it a nice slat look. I left it this natural look because I figured it's on the farm. You're getting, you know, out by the lake. You're going to want a natural look.
Yep.
Put this on there so it's a backboard so you guys can lean against it. And then when the little kids are sitting here, they can put their feet here on the seat. We made it adjustable for different heights. Let's say you got a little kid that wants to drive it. You can raise it up a little bit. You know, it's basically a fun mobile.
Yeah. This whole cart just absolutely makes the whole thing work perfect. It's gorgeous. I love it. If you don't mind, Rick, I'm kind of looking forward to giving it a test drive. Yeah. Could we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll fire it up. The Briggs & Stratton motor's totally been gone through. You take your trusty pull starter, and you just give it a jerk.
After I got on it and rode it around, I am so looking forward to getting the kids out and having fun with them year after year. This is awesome. I like it.
That just made my day.
Thank you very, very much for such a good job.
You bet.
I'm going to love it probably as much or more than they do.
Right.
It's going to be fun.
It was a lot of fun building.
Thank you.
We had a major obstacle on Billy Joel's motorcycle with a cracked engine case. And luckily, Ace came through and completely fixed the crack. So now it's just a matter of reassembling the engine, getting all the parts on, and this baby's ready to go. Tyler, I need you to take care of the shop, make sure everything runs really smooth. Ron and me are heading to New York to go deliver Billy Joel's bike.
Why aren't we shipping this?
You know, it's Billy Joel's bike, for one, and I want to make sure it gets there safe and sound, and this has got a great ride.
If you want it done right,
you do it yourself.
Thank you.
That's how it's done. All right?
Yep.
Let's go, Ron. Let's get out of here.
I bring back some beautiful pictures with me and Billy Joel hanging out.
Here we go.
How far do these seats recline back? Because I'm already a little bit tired.
Come on. I'm not even out of town yet.
Wake me up in Cleveland.
Ron and I made the cross-country road trip to Long Island, and thankfully, the bike is safe and sound. Now we're heading over to Billy's custom bike shop to meet up with him.
Man, look at the work on that. That looks awesome.
It does. I just want one picture with Billy Joel.
If you embarrass me, you're walking home.
Wow.
Look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, Eric. Good to see you.
How you doing, man?
Good. This is my brother, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How
you doing? Welcome. Welcome to our shop.
This is awesome place. I mean, look at these bikes.
This shop is like Disneyland for motorcycle lovers. There are bikes from all over the world that date back to the early 1900s. I feel like a dog in a bone shop. I don't know which one to jump on first.
You gonna show me around?
I'll give you the tour, then we can check out the bike.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Walk this way. When I went to see Rick's place, yeah, it was really impressive to see how stuff starts out. But I'm excited for him to see the work we do, which is a completely different approach to it. We do reverse restoration. We take new bikes, make them look old.
Right.
Those are my favorites are usually Italian bikes. I love them.
Right.
This is a good example of what we do. This is actually a brand new Moto Guzzi, but I wanted it to look like an old, early 70s Eldorado. The California Highway Patrol used to use them.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I had body parts made to put on a brand new bike, a brand new motor, and so it looks like an Eldorado.
Oh, that's awesome. It does look like it's right out of the 70s. It's awesome.
The model we used was called the California Vintage, so we call this the Caldorado.
Oh, it's a mixture.
Yeah. So
cool.
This is what we do, and it's very confusing to people because the guys who remember these bikes will go up and go, hey, yeah, I used to have one of these. And I say, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the fun part, is trying to fool the older guys.
Right.
I've worked on a lot of motorcycles, but you have to look really close at these bikes to try to figure out which ones are original and which ones have been custom restored. Billy's shop is really good at what they do.
These are military bikes. This is a Royal Enfield military.
I love it.
This one is a BMW with a sidecar. It's a combination of a lot of different motorcycles to make it look like what it is. Right now, it looks like a World War II era Wehrmacht Gespann that the Wehrmacht used in the Second World War.
Oh, I like the leather on top of the tank. It's got such a cool look to it.
Yeah, this is actually called a tank bra.
Tank bra?
So who drove? The commander or the big chief?
No, the big shot sat in the sidecar usually, and sometimes I put my dog in this in the sidecar. I have a little, you know, a buckle harness for her, and she loves it. Okay, now, when I brought my bike to your shop, it was a late 60s BSA A50. This is actually my version of a BSA, but it's a Kawasaki.
No way.
Yeah, it's a W650 Kawasaki.
Right.
To me, it looks so much like a BSA. I put a BSA tank on it.
Yeah.
Because it's like an homage to the
BSA.
Which originally stood for Birmingham Small Arms.
Right.
BSA. But I tell people, they go, oh, that's a BSA. I said, well, no, it's really bullshit. Artist. I don't know if you can use that on TV. But. Beep.
Yeah.
Or a beep. Bull. Beep. Artist. Okay. And I'm looking forward to see what you did with my bike.
Yeah. I can't wait to show it to you.
Cool.
And I'm hoping I can meet up to your expectations because they're high. They're high.
Yeah, you got some awesome stuff in here.
Thank you.
So I parked down the street and I'm going to go get it and I'll drive it around the front.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm psyched to see the bike. It was the first bike I ever rode. Don't wreck it when you bring it, man. And that got me started on all this craziness here.
Uh-oh. I think I hear it coming.
I hear a British bike.
Coming.
Whoa! I don't remember him looking that good. That looks great.
Ron and I are in New York to deliver a 1960s British motorcycle we restored for Billy Joel.
All right, don't wreck it when you bring it, man.
To me, the bike came out awesome, but after walking into Billy's shop, oh my God, was there some beautiful bikes. So I'm hoping he really loves it. I cannot wait to see the reaction on his face.
You know, I do some singing in the shower, and I've been heard that my voice is just really, really good, so.
You looking for a gig?
Maybe, you know, if you got some upcoming stuff.
Now, lead singers I have no use for. You know how many lead singers it takes to screw in a light bulb?
Hmm.
One. They hold the light bulb, and the entire world revolves around them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little musician's joke. I'm psyched to see the bike. It was the first bike I ever rode, so it'll be like going right back to the beginning of where it all came from. So I'm psyched.
Uh-oh. I think I hear it coming.
I hear a British bike. Sounds British.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Look at that. Look at the color. Look at the chrome.
Is it pretty?
Wow. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, when that thing first came out in the mid-60s, they were beautiful bikes. I don't remember them looking that good. That looks great. It's hard to believe it is the same bike.
Right.
It just looks so fresh.
Right.
You know, the bike I had just looked old, beat like me.
It was a little beat up, huh?
Yeah. You could just do this to me.
When I saw the look on his face, I knew that we knocked this thing out of the park. I mean, he really, really loved it, and that means a lot to me.
First of all, doing something for you was, one, an honor, and two, it was scary.
You know, there's pressure. There's pressure. You're building bikes. You know bikes. You know, it was a lot of pressure. So for you to like it, that's pretty good for me.
I love it. And, I mean, the detailing on it is incredible.
I wanted it to pop like it would have back in the day, you know, not go too much over top.
But I like that you did the finishes more of a satin than the high gloss chrome.
Right.
That's authentic.
Right.
You got the rubber for the Speedo?
Yeah.
Just the fact to be able to get these little rubber parts.
Right.
Headlamp. How much of it is original now?
90.
Wow. I don't know how you did that. This looks great. This is great. And the rims, beautiful job.
Yeah. They remember how rusted they were?
Yeah. They were all pitted and crapped out.
Spokes, tubes. Tried to get the tires as close as we could to match out.
Was it their factory paint?
Flamboyant blue.
Really?
Yeah. The paint is actually from England. You know, it came directly from them. And
beautiful. You did a great job. It's like bringing me back to the mid-60s when I first learned on one of these. And that one wasn't in as good condition as this is. And that was a new bike.
Right.
Yeah, this has the work of human hands. A lot of stuff nowadays seems to be computer generated.
Yeah.
You know, the blob shapes and a lot of angular stuff. And this has curves like a woman.
Yeah, that's what sells, right? That's what costs a lot, too.
That's why you want to mount the bike.
What kind of memories was this thing bringing back?
I was about 16, starting to go out with girls, starting to be in a band.
Uh-huh.
And this was all part of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Just driving around the neighborhood, making everybody mad, you know,
screaming noise. Up and down.
Yeah. And mom, of course, couldn't know about it.
You know? Oh, no.
She didn't know.
Oh, wow.
She never knew.
Wow. Yeah, the moms on bikes.
Yeah, they don't like them, and they're with good reason, and they're dangerous, but it was a lot of fun. You did a great job.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
it was
you,
a
Rick.
Sheer honor doing it, you know, for you.
I'm so happy that you did this, man.
Hold on one sec, real quick. Once a lifetime.
Ron, what are you doing?
It's okay.
I don't.
Let's go inside.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, I missed it. Damn it.